Okay, today here we go. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Chaf Vav, mitzvah 426. The Isser of Lo Sechanim, says the Torah, continuing from where we left off yesterday, that when one goes into Eretz Yisrael and one meets the seven nations, one has a chiyuv to be machrim them, as we discussed, send letters to them, see if they want peace, or if they want to leave, and if not, tachrim tachrim osam, lo sikros lambris, do not make treaties with them. Vilo sachanim, and do not do something with them. What does lo sachanim mean? Interesting that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav quotes three different opinions what lo sachanim means. Rashi quotes two out of three. Rashi quotes, lo sachanim, lo sitein lohem chain. Don't give them favor. Asur lo la'adam lomar kameno egoize. It's asur for a person to say, how beautiful is this guy? How beautiful, lo sachanim, giving them chen, giving them favor. Number one, davar acher, lo sitein lohem chanaya ba'aretz. Number two is giving a non-Jew a chanaya, some type of encampment in Eretz Yisrael. Ba'aretz, there is a day in the Rishonim that says even a chutz la'aretz, but pashas we paskin only in Eretz Yisrael. Selling a non-Jew land in Eretz Yisrael is a violation of lo sachanim. And finally, the third idea, which Rashi does not bring, and that is quoted, though, as we'll see in the Chinuch, which is giving a non-Jew a present, matnas chinam. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch. And we'll try to touch on all three parts of the Isra of Lo Sachanim. Shalom Nachmal, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and as we'll see, which types of non-Jews does this apply to? So the Chinuch is clear. Rachmanis, compassion on Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'lo Yashra Beinenu V'davar Mehem. We shouldn't be complimenting or thinking highly of an Ovid Avodah Zarah, of an idol worshipper. Klomar, Shinarchik Mimachshav Asenu, V'lo Ya'ala Alpinu. We shouldn't have in our thoughts or in our speech, Sheyieh B'mishu Ovid Avodah Zarah Davar To'elis, that there's something positive about the Ovid Avodah Zarah. V'lo Yieh Ma'alachin Beinim Shem Inyan. We can't have them thinking about anything in our minds that we can learn something from them. Even though it says, Ezo Chachma Elomi Mikal Adam, but in Ovid Avodah Zarah, we have to learn to stay away from. Asha Amr, Zacharna Lavracha, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Asher Lomar Kamenoa Goize, O Man Nechman Venoimu, how sweet he is, how wonderful he is. That's the Isser of Lo Sachanim, O Ba Pirush Alze, Lo Sitin, Lahem, Chain, Kinyin Sha'amanu. That is all number one. If you think about this, if we take this literally, so I'm not allowed to say, let's say there's a non-Jew who's a good basketball player. Ah, he's a great ball player. Is that an Isra of Lo Sachanim? So if you take it to, if you think about it, if it's not limited to certain types of non-Jews, as we'll see soon, then you might say, yeah, that's Usur. Thinking something positive about a non-Jew, says the, and complimenting, not just thinking, but looking up to them, which might, as we'll see, lead to wanting to be like them. But that is all Nesinas Chein, part one of the Yisr. V'yalzen emar lo sachanim. Good. Number two, v'yesh mei rabo seder shalom demi lo sachanim, lo sitan lahem matanas chinam, giving them a free gift. V'akol sharash echa, that is also the connected idea, meaning that also is going to bring me closer to them and lead to his arvus. That is an Isser da'araisa. But we mentioned the third idea also is Lo Sitin Lam Chanani Bakarka, which is not quoted here in the Sefer Achinuch, included in the Isser. Look at Rabbeinu Bachai, fascinating Rabbeinu Bachai on this pasuk. It should be more famous. Maybe it is, but we're going to try to make it famous right now. Rabbeinu Bachai says, Mila Zu Darshu Chazal Al Panim Rabim. This word, lo sachanim, as we mentioned, chazal darshan, milashan chain, umilashan chanaya, umilashan chinam. So chain, that's showing favor, chanaya, an encampment, that's giving them a piece of Eretz Yisrael, and from lashan of chinam, free, giving them a present for free. Milvad pshutoshu, lashan chanina. Besides the simple interpretation, the pashupshat, which is having compassion. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, you know what the message is? V'lamanu mikan kamagadol koach haTorah. The greatness of the Torah and the divine authorship of the Torah. Shehi nidreshes lakama ta'amim, that it has many different levels of interpretation. Ad sha'afilu teva achas. He mispareshes lakama inyonim lafia nikud. Up until one word, you don't put nikudos in, so you can darshan it and interpret it and understand it very different ways. And ubehisno eyaha nikud tisno eyaha teva. And by switching around the nikudos, the whole word is different. Ki ha osios hein ha guf vaha nikud hu ha nefesh. The letters are the guf and the nikudos, as we call them. The dots, that's the soul. That's what makes it move. V'chein amru, damin, and he quotes a Zohar, damin nekudasa be'ososa de'oraisa de'moshe, it, the nekudos in the letters of the Torah's Moshe, kinishmasa de'chaye begufa de'inish. V'yadu, it's like the neshama. V'yadua she'ein leguf tenua bilti anefesh. And it is known that a body doesn't have any movement without the nefesh in it, right? After 120, there's no more nefesh, so the body doesn't move. The whole idea switches. And that's why we have the halacha, the Sefer Torah. She built him minuka. That's why you don't put nekudos in the Sefer Torah. So that the Torah can be interpreted in various ways. Mi bilti kavanas apasik. The godless of the Torah. And he says, look what I wrote earlier. He says the same idea back in Parshas Baaloscha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem, forgive Bnei Yisrael, and he says, V'im kacha atoseli, and if you do this to me, again, ata, it says Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in feminine, so Chazal Darshan, that it's a remez to Lashon Nekeva, keep a Sefer Torah. She don't know Mukad. Yuchal Adam Likro. Vim Kacha At Oseli Bekametz Tachas Hashin. Osa Li. Osa, not Ose, meaning feminine. Ki Osios Kishenim Menukado Soblos Kama Kavanos Omischalkos Lakamenitzotzos. There are many different sparks that come out, and that's why a Sefer Torah with Nikud is not allowed. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeyan, some in Reish Ayin Dalid Sefer Haminukad Pasol. Even if you then removed it, it still was possible when it was written. If you write periods at the end of the psukim, it's also possible, right? That is not allowed. That is the halacha. Arena Bachai learns that message from our mitzvah. Okay, getting back to Lo Sachanim though. So the Chinuch mentioned two of the ideas, and let's see what he says, and then at the end, hopefully there'll be time for the third idea that he does not mention in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Lafi, what's the message of this mitzvah? Of not giving free presents to Umos HaOlam, or showing them favor. Lafi, it's what we would call a Siyag Da'araisa. Lafi Shetchilas Kol Maisa B'nei Adam, he kvias, the first step of having a relationship with a person and becoming like them, he kvias HaMachshava B'maisim, the He'alus HaDvarim. It is setting in my mind and putting on my lips something positive about them. And after machshava and dibur follows, right? After the dibur follows the actions, and after the actions follows more actions. And that's why this does not mean chas v'shalom that we have to be mean. We're not. It's an isser, and there are concepts of eva. We have to be mentioned. But this is going beyond giving compliments and giving presents. This is beyond compliments and presents. That's for family. That's for the Jewish people. Al kein behiman o b'machshava u'bedibur mimitzov v'ovrei avodazara to'elas v'chein hinu nimna mikach. So once we do this, if we withhold ourselves, then we are withholding b'lehischaberi mahenu milerdov achar avasam to learning from them and to getting into relationships with them. That's what this mitzvah is about. Good. So now we're up to one of the major questions. Which non-Jews are we talking about? So the Chinuch is pretty clear that it applies to Ovdei Avoda Zara. Idol worshippers. That's who this Isra applies to. But what if somebody is not an Ovdei Avoda Zara? Well, then we have two categories, right? The Ritvin, Makas Daf Tes, talks about these different categories. We have an Ovid Avodah Zarah, but what if somebody's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, really? They don't reject God, but they don't keep the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So that's not 100% clear in the Chinuch. The Chinuch jumps from an Ovid Avodah Zarah is Asur, Aval Lo Lemishein Ovid Avodah Zarah, V'yal V'yishomi B'giyuso, even though he's still non-Jewish. Lechosh Katzim Rematzim, and he eats non-kosher. V'shar Kol Ha'averus, Kagon Geratoshav. But Demikiva Shekiva Lav Shevet Mitzvos. Once he accepted the seven mitzvos, then these Isurim don't apply. So the Chinuch is not 100% clear about the middle category. A non-Jew who doesn't keep the seven mitzvos Bnei Noach, but they're not of the Avodah Zarah, which might be many non-Jews bezman hazeh. We'll get back to that in a minute. And Chazal say there are no more ger toshavs accepted today. Stucka is not included in this. That's not a matnas chinam. Stucka is a separate category because of darki shalom, because there's such a need. And the rest of the pratim look at avodah zarah. Good. So this is a major machlokas. Which non-Jews does this apply to? The Chinuch and the Rambam and the Rashba seem to say, let's say, focus on the first line over the avodah zarah. Idol worshippers, that is the key. But Stam and non-Jew, you know, some Rishonim would say that it is not a problem, as long as they're not owed avodah zarah. So let's say I am an employer and I want to give a present to an employee, to an Umos Ha'olam employee. So is that, am I allowed to do that? Or what if there's a non-Jewish acquaintance or a neighbor? Is one allowed to do that? So the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to limit this to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph in Yeredeya, Asur Litein Matnas Chinam Laovei Kochavim She'eino Makiro. Ooh, he adds those last two words. Is asur to give to an Ovid Kochavim, which sounds like non-Jew, doesn't sound like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Ovid Kochavim, that you don't know. What do you mean you don't know, you don't recognize? If you're giving a present to somebody, you obviously recognize them. So what does Eino Makiro here mean? So explains the Taz, if you have a financial relationship with them, let's say you're giving them a bonus, let's say you're giving them something like that, so then that's not Chinam. Remember, the Isra is Chinam for no reason whatsoever except to make them feel good. But when an employer gives a bonus, that's either payment for prior good work or incentive for the future. There's always some kavana in mind. It's not totally lishma. So the Taz says that's not manas chinam. That's what it means, eino makiro. That's the isra. But if makiro, you have the relationship with them and you're doing it for some purpose, so that's not the isra. Says the Taz, the Gamze bechla lo sachanim, lo sitin leb manas chinam, avala makiro, lo havi aleyao shumat shematana, ela kimechira, shari yishalim gmulo, for past, o kfar shilem lo. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem with makiro. And the Shach points out our diak, quoting the Beis Yosef, the kol over to kochavim b'mashma, afilu yishmael, lafuki gertoshav delo, upashutu. Right? So it says, any non-Jew would be included, but any type of relationship, financial relationship, lachor, would not be a problem if your kavana is, which it usually is, relating to future or past performance. What about holiday gifts? What about dafka giving a bonus at the time of their holidays? So that's more iffy, right? The post can point out that one shouldn't dafka give a holiday gift labeled holiday gift. This is your blank present. This is your holiday gift. No. Give gifts, and if you need to, don't label it as a holiday gift. Don't give it on the holiday. Give it beforehand, and it should not be labeled. It could be an end of the year gift, right? But not a holiday gift. That's more, right, because that's giving chashivas to the holiday itself, which the Shulchan Aruch says one should not do. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Zayin, a couple of simanim earlier. In Kuf Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shem Chagim Shalahem, Shehem Kishemos Bnei Adam, names of their holidays, Ein Chash Lahazkiram, Behushalikra, Ein Kemosha Maskir Mosam Ovdi Kochavim, Belashon Chashivas. At the time of their holiday, any type of mention of the holiday could be seen as a Lashon of Chashivas. Therefore, it should not be given as a holiday gift, but can be given as an end of the year gift, V'chulu. There is one exception to the rule, and that is, what about wine? I've gotten the Shiloh more than once before. What about, let's say, somebody gets a present from somebody else, from a non-Jewish co-worker or employer, a non-kosher bottle of wine. Non-kosher bottle of wine. Are they allowed to then give that to a different worker? Right, the Jew is not going to drink it, so he wants to give it to another worker. So l'chadchila one is not supposed to do that. L'chadchila one shouldn't do that. Why? Because of, it's not lo sachanim, but because of the Issa d'Rabbanan of Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam, as we know, there's an Issa d'Araisa of Yayin Nesech, wine that was poured as libations for Avodah Zarah. That's Asur d'Araisa, Asur Beshtiya, Asur Bahana, V'chulu. But Chazal asered even Stam Yenam, wine that belongs to them, that even if they didn't worship, even if they didn't pour it to Avodah Zarah, that is also Asur Behana'a. So, there is a machlokes, haposkim, does that apply, again, like our question, to non-idol worshippers? So, the poskim say, unless there's a major hefsid merubah, one should not rely on the mekilim. And any non-Jewish stam yenam was a problem, and therefore if I give this to a fellow non-Jewish worker or employee, I am getting benefit from that bottle of wine. It might be intangible, but he thinks better of me. I'm getting benefit, and therefore it is usur. Right? You just got to throw it out. Nothing else to do. And this is the strong words of the Chacham Sadam 300 years ago. He says, "V'isur zesh shel shtam yenam." This is in Chachmas Adam Klal Ayin Hey. V'isur zesh shel shtam yenam. Afal pi shehu kal be'enei ha'olam. Even though many people take it lightly, v'dimu l'shar isur d'rabanan, and they compare it to other isuri d'rabanan. Avol be'emes ha'isur chamur ma'od. This is a very stringent isur d'rabanan. V'yashoses shtam yenam oker nishmaso mimakom shenishrash bo b'kedusha. If I drink shtam yenam, I'm cutting my neshama off. Be yain, right, from the yain hamishumar. Ve'en lo chelach olam haba. Ve'herichu ma'od ba'onesh zeh hamakubalim. Ve'nischaber al zeh sefer miyuchad hanikra yain mishumar. Va'korei bazeh, if you read the sefer, tisamer sa'aros psaro, our hair would stand on end, migodel ha'onesh. Ve'kasuv shekabal b'yadam shashos estam yedam, yikashal b'vadeh, other isurim. And he said that's in Simon Aleph of Klal Ayin Hey. And in Simon Yudalit, he says the same thing. Emphatically, some goanim say that akam is manazeh because they're not manaseh to avodah zara. There's no problem. They have a din of kitinok akum is manashas, and therefore it's aser b'shti, it's mutar b'hanal. But makam tsara gadol, says the Chachmas Adam, you can rely on it. But a bal nefesh yachmir v'yatzliach. V'chein b'chol makam she'ein hefsid ro'al ha'akam v'lesser b'hanal rak ein b'yadeinu limchos b'yad ha'osim masu matan b'stam yeinam kivin she'ish b'kilan afilu l'chanchila. So, lechadchila, really, it shouldn't be done, but the Chachmas Adam says, what can I do? There are mekilim. Again, but a wine is different than other types of presents. Good. This mitzvah applies always. Okay, but let's first get to the third part of Losachanim that the Sefer Chinuch does not quote here. And that, of course, is the Isser of Chanoya Bakarka, giving a portion of Eretz Yisrael away. So first, there is a halachic issue that the Minchas Chinuch brings up in the last paragraph, where he says, well, let's read the Chinuch. The Chinuch says in the continuation that if somebody violates any of these Isurim, there is no Malkus, because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Right, saying, giving a compliment, b'chulu, but it's ein bo ma'isa. The Chinuch wonders, what about selling a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, or giving a matana? Is that ein bo ma'isa? And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered because if you look earlier in Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, when there's a separate isser of selling a meiser behema animal, the Chinuch there says you don't get malchus. Why? Because lo ahanu ma'asav. The Torah doesn't allow you to do it. If you try to do it, it doesn't allow you to do it. It doesn't work. It's lo mahani. So mashma from there, that's the reason that there's no malchus. But if it would be mahani, mechira would be considered a ma'isa. So it's unclear because the Chinuch here says ein bo ma'isa. So that's number one, whether it's ein bo ma'isa or not. Number two, though, is this issue came up very lemaisa 100 years ago, and even a little bit more. And this losachanim is one of the issues regarding the heter mechira. Hashem, in 2 years from now, we'll have the Shemitah year. We're in year 5 right now, but 2 years we'll have the Shemitah year. And then this will come up again. The controversy of the heter mechira. A, is it a good idea? B, does it work? So one of the reasons that the Netziv was one of the proponents against the heter mechira, and the Netziv of the Meshev Davar and Chelik Beis Simin Nun Vav says selling land to a non-Jew is just the opposite of what you would want to do. The language, the beautiful language of the Netziv is Barach me'azeev upaga bohari. People are running from a wolf and they meet a lion. Why? Because if somebody does avodah in the land that Shemitah Bezban Hazeh, according to Rav Poskim, Shemitah Bezban Hazeh is Durabanan. And yet, lo sachanim is an issur d'oraisa. So they're selling the land to get out of problems of Shemitah. But no, they're running away from an issur d'rabbanan and they're bumping into an issur d'oraisa. So that's why one of the reasons that it's safe is against based on lo sachanim. Other poskim say, no, it's not lo sachanim. The Yeshua is Malko. One of the great achronim say that the Ava Bisha Asur Litain Velimkar Karka Eretz Yisrael, Kivan Shehu Litovas Hayishuv Pshita, De'inkan Issur lo sachanim. Lo sachanim means giving to them for no reason. Right, no reason, just selling them. But here you're doing it for the yeshuv. If everybody just doesn't work the land and the Arabs are able to overtake all of our farms and fields and we don't have any parnasa from there, then we wouldn't be able to survive. So therefore, that's not called losachanim. It's not that you're violating, but no, it's not called losachanim. Or if Cook writes in Mishpat Kohen that there are other reasons why we can be Mako. First of all, it's a Mechira Lezman. Maybe Lo Sachanim is only a permanent Mechira. Number two, the Rishonim that say that Yishmaelim are not Ovdi Avodah Zarah. And number three, you have the Svara of the Yeshua's Malko. Or a third idea, which is said by a number of Achronim, Rav Kook amongst them, that if the non-Jews are living here anyway, so then there's no Isser. The only Isser is, if they're going to come and move because they don't live here. But if the Arab lives next door anyway, so then he already has a Chanoya Bakarka. What the Isser is, Lo Siti Lem Chanoya Bakarka, he already has a Chanoya Bakarka. So again, that is a major machlokas, haposkim, whether the Isser of Lo Sechanim applies in our case of the Heter Mechira. So in the finishing up, so the Chinuch says, overall Zev, Shibeich of the Avodah Zarah, if somebody's Meshabeach, or somebody gives the Matana, then Onsho Gadol Ma'od, even though there is no Malkus. The Minchas Chinuch also adds that this is not called a Lav Shebeklalos. That's not the reason why you don't get Malkus. That it's a Lav that includes many different Isurim. Because the Minchas Chinuch says, and this was said earlier by the Kesef Mishnah in the 11th parak of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that whenever you have three or four different Isurim that all have at the root the same idea, like Malachas Yontif, says the Kesef Mishnah, and says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no Isur of it's not called the Lav Shebeklalos. What's the Lav Shebeklalos? Lo Socho Al Adam. Don't eat the day that you put somebody to death. Don't eat blood. Don't have a Sudas Havra for Haruge Mesa's Bastin. There's all different Isurim. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. But when it comes to all these items that all basically have the same idea about don't give something, whether it's favor, whether it's a present, whether it's a Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, don't give something, it's all the same idea, that would not be called a Lav Shebeklalos. Okay, we'll stop here. We have one more mitzvah left to Parshas Voeschanan.